Hi there. Thank you for holding, Steve. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here. Of course, she does want me to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, because Porter Pest Management is officially a fairly new company, she did want me to apply the new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good so far.
Good.
The month, you know, is almost over, so, I actually, all my clients are, I put all my clients to the beginning of the month, so
okay.
I'll be busy on Thursday. Thursday's the first.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Towards the end of the month, I'm kind of,
a couple of days to relax.
Because I don't have.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I'm happy to be speaking with you, and it looks like from Tara's notes, you can really benefit from our service, especially since you're trying to target closer to home. I mean, she said you do have some clients that are kind of North County and things like that, but you do want to stay a little bit closer to home if you can, and this is going to give you the opportunity to field those types of phone calls, build those relationships. And, of course, every call that you get is going to be from someone who saw a website for you and then decided to call. So you're not, like, paying for a lead. I know that Tara attached the Angie leads here, and that's a shared lead system. A lot of the times people use that service because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls. A lot of times they're looking for multiple bids. Maybe they're just looking for an estimate. Maybe they're not even sure if they have a legitimate problem or not. They just kind of are a little bit interested. And it costs them nothing to use Angie's, but it costs you money to use Angie, right? Every lead you get costs you money, whether you get the job or not. With this, you get phone calls. So someone knows that you do what they're looking for, whether it is pest control or like animal removal. You'll be found for any of the services that you want to be found for, and the calls will come to you. I mean, you probably, not, well, I'm sure you use Google, but are you at least a little bit familiar with that local map or that PAC result that Tara was talking about?
Yeah, I am. I'm familiar with it.
If you've ever done a search on Google looking for a restaurant or anything like that, what pops up, that initial result, that's what we're talking about. Only, of course, for here, someone's typing in pest management or animal control or whatever they might be typing in. Your business will be one of the options. Now, obviously, you'll never be the only company that pops up, and not everyone who sees you on the first page, Steve, will decide to call you. But that, again, is okay. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't even know what they're looking for. They're looking for the cheapest guy. Every call you get will be from someone who saw your website first. So we are going to build a website for you. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to send a message to my supervisor. I'm going to ask him if I can include the website at no additional cost, because our job is not just to list you where people can see you, it's to give them the reasons to call you. And it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely want you to see success even right from the very beginning. Takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out a professional website for you. Tara said you've got your son building kind of a basic site. If you ever end up loving the site that he's working on more than the site that we have for you, it's a very easy swap for us to promote that website. But as long as you want us to, we would keep that website. And in fact, the building of it, the initial construction, the hosting, maintenance, and updating is included. And I'm hoping that my supervisor will approve that, you know, that we don't charge you for that. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, and it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would be Facebook paid ads as well. So let's say someone in Lemon Grove or close to Lemon Grove, I mean, anywhere that you really do want to be found. I know you don't want to go too far. You know, Sula Mesa, you know, Santee, Chula Vista, El Cajon, even, you know, parts of San Diego itself. When they do that search and then they go on their Facebook page later on, you know, those retargeting ads, your business will pop up. So if they haven't already called someone, they'll see your business specifically again, giving them more reasons to pick up the phone and call you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The Facebook ads are included, like I said. Now, I want to make it affordable for you, and I'm going to do a couple of things here. I mean, you've obviously got experience. You know, you used to have that other business, what Tara said, Patriot Animal Removal. And this company's new, so it's kind of the best of both worlds, right? We can easily promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy who's got experience, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call. Yet since Porter Pest is young, you qualify for that reduced pricing, being under a year for Porter Pest. Now, the new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and the best part about it is that it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just to make it more affordable for younger businesses. No matter how long you keep that service, that reduced rate would stay with you. And, of course, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open. We're not too far from you. We're in Orange County. We've been doing this since 2004, so for almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on. Of course, it is month-to-month, but our clients do keep the service. I can reduce the cost of this. I think the Platinum package is perfect for your needs, but I'm going to reduce it down to $249. That's about $8 a day. But no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. I think it would be more affordable than Angie's, and I know it's going to be more profitable than Angie. All the two of them, they don't conflict. If you want to keep on doing Angie, if you love it, fine, you can keep on using it. What I would say, though, a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, once we get their phone ringing directly from someone who's trying to hire them, most of the time they scale back on their leads. They pause them, cap them at a lower amount, or even shut them off altogether. So you probably would end up doing the same thing. Now, if I could get the website included at no additional cost, Steve, and keep it at that flat rate, that $249, would that be something you might want to try out for at least a month?
Maybe. I just started with Angie's List. In fact, it just got approved like a couple days ago, you know. So, and that's money that I wasn't expecting to pay right away.
Right.
So,
let me ask you real quick.
They want to.
Did you pay? I know from speaking with business owners, they have a couple of options. Sometimes, and what they're trying to get away from, because a lot of times business owners cancel pretty quick if they just paid like a $288 membership fee and then get charged for every lead after that. I hear a lot of business owners say, well, they said they waived the membership fee. I paid $750, but they're going to give me $1,000 worth of leads. So that kind of makes you even more financially committed. Is that what you did?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So now you're kind of financially committed, and I understand that.
Well, they've already taken the money out of my account, so $750 is gone. I could have had that money to pay you guys, you know, but
when did you sign up with them?
Company, so
you just got approved, right? I was just wondering if you signed up with them more than a couple of days ago or less than a few days ago.
No, it just got approved. I think 2 days ago. So I mean, So I mean, I'm like right now I'm on a 3-day pause.
Okay.
Until it can go active, and then I can control when
the
I want
the, lead,
the phone calls to come in. You know, I can turn it on or off.
Right.
So I mean, and I need to call them and ask them some questions about the whole thing because I'm already $750 into their program, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
I would have had
some extra money, but now I don't until the new month starts, and then I start getting paid by, you know, my clients.
Okay.
So
I'd like to do right by your company. So one of the things I'm going to do right now, and well, we call it the right of first refusal. It just means that we've got this listing on hold, a soft pause until we talk to you again, as long as it's before the end of the week. And today's only Tuesday. That'll give you till Friday, which puts you pretty pretty deep into the month. When is it? There's 31 days in this month. But at least that'll give you till the second of the month. If you start, you know, doing some work on the first, you might even have the opportunity to do this. The other thing, and I'm not telling you that you have to, it's just if you did just sign up with Angie's, you know, everything has a 3-day right of rescission, which means 3 business days. You can, in fact, request that they cancel and refund your $750. I'm not saying that you would necessarily need to do that. But I mean, obviously they're hoping you get some jobs out of the $1,000 worth of leads that you get. The leads would probably range between like $60 and $80 or maybe even over $100. If it looks like it's a bigger job that would pay you more, they will charge you more for those leads. And I know you've got kind of that piggy bank of a $1,000 worth of leads, but that might only end up being about a dozen or 15 leads before that $1,000 is gone. Obviously, if you get a couple new clients out of it, then it pays for itself. And of course, they would want you to, you know, keep paying for the services after that. But this is going to get your phone ringing. I mean, if you're looking to take on maybe 30 more clients and maintain, you know, that total number, I think this would get you the opportunity to do that. And even if you're only using our services for a couple of few months until you kind of hit that number and sustain it, maintain it, you can stop the service. You can stop it at any time. You can pause it at any time for as long as you need to. I mean, you could pause it for like 3 months at a time if you want to just make sure that, you know, you've got the right number of clients and that everything's stabilized and things like that. You can pause it. Eventually, you can stop it. But you'd always have an increased online presence above and beyond what you've got right now. We'll make sure you're verified and recognized on Google as an active business. Of course, the content that we create and update will keep you front and center on that first page and with that website too. If you ever did stop using the service, we could either continue to simply host the website for just a simple small hosting fee or transfer the domain over to you. So you wouldn't be losing what we would create here for you. But I definitely get it if the $249, the other thing that I want to do here, just because I know that $750 hits your pocket pretty hard. There's normally a setup fee that we attach to the first month, kind of helps us offset the cost of the heavy lifting we got to do in the very beginning. But I'm going to go ahead and waive that setup fee. There is a promo code that I'm applying here for someone who's currently paying additional advertising dollars elsewhere. It's got nothing specifically to do with Angie's, but because it is Angie's and I know exactly what you spent, the $750, I'm just going to go ahead and waive the entire setup fee. So you'd be looking at $249 as an out-the-door cost. Like I said, it looks like Thursday's the first and Friday's the second. If you think you might be able to move forward with this on Thursday or Friday, I'm going to request that we put this one on a hold until we speak with you then.
Okay. Question. How much do you charge to do the to do a website? I mean, because my son's doing it for free.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that's what I was asking. And I did hear back from my supervisor. I kind of went on a bit of a rant and threw out a lot of information there. But while I was speaking, I did get a message back from my supervisor. I looked at it briefly just to know that he's saying yes. But let me pull that back up and see exactly what he was saying. It says, Paul, for this still very young company, especially one that appears to be doing Angie leads, I would in fact be more than willing to approve your request to include a custom website at no cost. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they require. So it's going to be included. The platinum package that I was talking about, that already has a landing page included in it, which is just like a one-page website. But I know that most consumers are going to really want to see a little bit more information. That's why I requested the custom website. We call it a My Site. That's been included at no cost. So whether we are promoting the one that your son is building or the one that we would build for you, there is no cost for your website. We would be able to do the updates, or if you wanted to, there's a website editor tool, and your son or you can go in through your tracking system, your client dashboard, you can make changes to the website that we build. And of course, you'll have 24/7 access to make those changes. Whether you or your son make changes or if we're the ones making those changes for you, there's never any additional cost for that. And like I said, we could either promote the one that your son is building or the one that we would build for you. There's not an additional cost for us even to switch back and forth if you want us to promote the one that your son is building, but then you know it's going to be down for more than a week or so, then we do have that other one as a backup. But like I said, a lot of our clients love our website. They end up not finishing the website that they were working on, or they're happy to replace kind of an older, outdated website with the ones that we would build for them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, another question. So, you know how most people use their phones,
yes.
You know, and you go to a website and it doesn't quite fit on your phone. You got to kind of move around
yes.
the website to see. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that where you can, you know, fit it into a phone type format?
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
absolutely.
I mean?
I can even send you kind of a walkthrough, a demo of what our websites look like, but you're absolutely right. And if a phone is not mobile optimized, if there's a lot of like pinching and scrolling and sliding to the right,
yeah.
and left, that actually does hurt your ranking because Google knows that you're right, not only most of the time are people searching on their phone, the overall number of online searches is heavily weighted towards phone searches. So more than 50%
exactly.
of the searches are done on phone. So, of course, our phones are mobile optimized. They shrink to fit. They kind of stack on themselves for the size of the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's a little tiny phone with a tiny screen, it'll do that even more. If it's a bigger phone or like a tablet but still smaller than a computer monitor, it will still stack on itself accordingly. And that means it's just the downward scroll. There's not the sliding right and left. That's what Google wants to see.
Yeah.
That's actually going to rank a lot better than a different website that is not mobile friendly. So all of our websites are mobile optimized.
Okay, that's perfect. To get this thing started, do you need payment up front?
Well, we do because we get started right away. Like I said, whether we're building a website or not, the first steps that we take right away to make sure that we reach out to Google, that they know that you're an active business in the local area, that we'll be representing your business for this particular listing, they get the PIN card sent out by mail, or they allow us to do a video or phone verification. We start creating the content on all of those different destinations and directories, and we get your Facebook ads up and running. Those Facebook ads, they want us to stay 7 to 10 business days. It's usually 7 days or less, and your website and your Facebook ads are already up and running, those retargeting ads. And there is, although I reduced the cost of the package, it's the Platinum package, it's been reduced from $5.99 to $2.49 because you're a young company, but the $100 of Facebook ads are still included, and that equates to about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that $100 ad spend does equate to about 400 clicks from people in those specific areas that you want to target, kind of South County. That's going to get you more phone calls and more clients closer to home. But we do require that $249 to get started. Kind of bills proactively like your rent would. You pay on the 1st and then you're good till the end of the month. In this case, it would bill on the 30th.
Yeah.
It would bill once a month on the 30th.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm kind of leaning towards you guys. Can I think about it for a day?
Well, I mean, let me do this first of all, because I want you to know exactly what we're doing here. I'm going to do a couple of things. First, because it's a lot faster, it's through the drop-down box. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. So I'm going to send you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through my computer, but it works just like a text, so it goes straight to your smartphone. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. I did want you to, if you can, open that up. I want to walk you through a couple of things. And then I also wanted to send you an example or kind of a demo of what our websites would look like. This is actually, let me see if I've got an example from someone who does pest control too. Let me see if I can get something out specific to you. If not, yeah. So I've got, this guy's been with us for a long time, and he's given us permission to use his site as an example. So I'm going to send you kind of a walkthrough, a demo for pest control. I know you also do, like, animal control as well. This way, at the top, there's a computer to monitor, there's a tablet and a smartphone. So you can click on all of those and see how it renders. What is a good email address for you, Steve? And then I'm going to send you that, as well as a little bit more information about our services.
Which one? Steve, you could use the company one. There's a
sure.
Steve. Perfect. All right, PorterPestManagement@gmail.com. That's perfect. Probably the one we should use.
Yeah, it would be. And that would be the one that we would put on the website, too, since it's an exact match of the business name. And that is the business name, right? Porter Pest Management. You don't want any Inc. Co. or LLC after that?
Yeah, no. It's just me. So, yeah, that's the name.
Right. So I'm sending the email now, but did you... receive the text? Are you able to open that up?
Yeah, I got it. I'm looking at it now.
Perfect. So at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence. One of those boxes says kind of track your success, right? Now, you are going to be able to, like I said, have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. Not only can you track your success, meaning you can see exactly where the work's coming from, how much work you're getting, the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search, etc. You can also kind of manage and monitor your online reviews. Anywhere that someone writes a review, because we are creating a lot of different destinations and directories and platforms, whether it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever that review initiates, it does repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews, you can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would actually respond to your reviews for you in a professional manner, and of course we would do that at no additional cost. Now, we have been in business since 2004. Like I said, that's a long time, especially for search engine optimization. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, but we've managed to keep our clients on board and happy, and you know that's how we keep our doors open. Our clients love the service. I mean, most people go on Google. About 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on the first page of Google. We'll also mirror the content on Bing for about the 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone, not their computer. The blue tinted photo kind of outlines some of the things that we do, especially in the beginning. Right below it, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box with a colorful G inside it. That is not Steve just copy and paste it off the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity. It's not a dead link. If it were, it'd be a dead giveaway. It actually, if you click on it, goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are, in fact, a Google partner, and that does make all the difference in the world, because Google regularly will make changes to their algorithm. Usually it's just small changes, but whatever the change is, big or small, they let us know ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, which is the name of the game. Stay right there front and center, whether someone's on Google or Bing or they see you on your Facebook page, they'll see your website, and they'll be able to call you. I did also send that email out to you. It does outline exactly what we'd be doing here. That's the Platinum package, the link there, and you can see right there. There is also that walkthrough with the demo of the pest control website that's on there and the different ways it would render on smartphone, tablet, and PC. But you can see that Platinum package typically would have an optimized landing page. I did, with my supervisor's approval, get that custom website or the My Site included, and I waived your setup fee. So, I mean, you'd be saving, about $650 in your first month alone, and every month after that, you would save the additional $350, because we'd be looking at a flat rate as an out-the-door cost of $249. That does put us below our operating costs. In fact, the website costs us about that, just in the time and resources. And we would normally charge $200 for the website, but I did include that at no cost. So we're in we're investing in your company. You know, a lot more than Angie's, where they're just taking, you know, the upfront money and then sending you leads that they'll send to your competitors. It's hard for me to say they care more about you getting that job than anybody else they've sent that exact same lead to. But with us, your success is our success. We really do, in this case, at 249, need to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. And I definitely wouldn't offer it to you below what it cost us to provide if I didn't know you'd be successful using the service.
Okay, that's good. Another question, reviews. When I just got to tell you a little bit about my ex-business partner. He runs his own SEO. He runs his own SEO company as well.
Oh, boy.
So the dude knows how to get into somebody's website. He knows the hosting. He knows all the ins and outs of that. And he also knows that bad reviews can kill a company. And we parted ways very poorly.
Okay.
And so we used to be friends, but we're not friends anymore.
Okay.
If and when he finds out the name of my company and that I have a website, he's going to go in there and he's going to get him and his friends to write negative reviews. He'll make some BS up and put it on there. What do you do about that?
So we are a Google partner. We've been part of the Google partnership program from the very beginning. That partnership program has been around for about 9.5 years. So we do work with Google's back end team 5 days a week, all day on a regular basis. We would, first of all, flag those reviews as fraudulent. Google's back end team will investigate those reviews to find out if that ever was someone that you worked with. If it's not, they would remove that review completely. So it would not affect your ranking, it would not affect what other people see.
Oh, wow. That's good. Okay. As far as the website goes, I focus a lot on veterans, prior military, and senior discounts, because I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years, so I want these people. Yeah, so I'm a veteran myself too, so I want the website to be themed around red, white, and blue.
Sure.
My company logo is an American flag with an eagle right on it with a rat in one of his talons.
Nice.
I want it to be themed around red, white, and blue and patriotic stuff and veterans and military and seniors all get discounts.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and pay for it.
Kind of updating the notes here. So veterans, military, seniors, would you extend that to like first responders? Police, ambulance? Okay. And thank you for your service, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. It's all good.
Absolutely.
I didn't like it at the time, but I'm proud that I did it now.
Yeah.
You know,
like a lot of things, yeah. We don't know it was good for us until after. And Porter, I'm guessing, is your last name. Tara never did verify that.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Porter.
Yep.
And then when we get your phone ringing, Steve, the number that we're speaking on now, that's going to be the number you want on your website, right? That's the number you want your customers to call?
This is my company phone. I've got a personal phone. I kind of want to keep them separated if I can, you know,
Okay. Well, one thing we can do for you, and, you know, I don't talk about it a lot because for the longest time, Google frowned on tracking numbers. And it was just the way that they were managed. They weren't always like they wouldn't get cleaned up, meaning that a tracking number would get recycled and there would be different business information connected to that same phone number from years ago, and Google used to frown on tracking numbers. But that's not the case anymore. In fact, one of the things that we always will do is called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. The one on the Angie's is 3280 Olive Street, apartment 14. So that's your residence, right? That's not a business address. That's not an address.
That's where I live, yeah.
Okay, so we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, because customers don't come to you. And then, of course, you know, if anything ever changes or updates, we can always make those changes on the fly. There's never any additional cost for that. Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So we'll have this as the primary phone number for your customers to call, no physical street address. PorterPestManagement@gmail.com will be an actual email that people would see, because it's listed, it's the business name, of course, and it's going to be linked to the contact form. Most of the time you simply get phone calls. If they fill out the contact form on your website, kind of tell you where they're located and what they want to have done, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to reach out to you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then we can actually use the existing logo that you have on the website.
Okay, cool.
And then at this point, I'm going to do a couple of things.
My son.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My son actually created the logo, so.
Your son did.
He drew it by hand, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why I kind of want to use it, yeah.
I love the concept, you know, the bald eagle, the symbol of America with a rat in one of its talons. I think that's perfect. So we'll definitely use that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to schedule what's called the client interview. That's kind of where we do that deep dive and talk to you about all the different services that you want to be found for, where exactly you want to be found. And again, we can get specific cities, zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And then, of course, we'll talk to you about how we want to build out that website. I do have it in the notes, you know, red, white, and blue, senior discount, military, first responders, veterans discount, et cetera. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection so that you know, in this case, that it is a fixed flat rate, that we've reduced it to $249, that we've waived your setup fee, that we are including the website for you at no cost, etc. Now, Steve, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yes. Sounds good.
Okay, Mr. Porter, give me just one second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Steve. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Border Pest Management.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Mr. Porter, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Stephen R. Porter, owner, operator.
Okay. And as the owner and operator of Porter Pest Management, Steve, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual means that it is month to month. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Porter, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Steve, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, Mr. Porter, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request We request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Steve, of course you would agree to that, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, it is always a bit of a concern for me when I reach out to one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm concerned not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But I know if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up on the business number, I'm probably not going to try to call back later. I'm probably going to find someone else to call. So we don't want you to lose those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, though, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content, all the additional content that we'll be creating for Porter Pest Management. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Steve, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, yeah, fully
fair. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, we do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving your setup fee and getting that website upgrade approved, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 30th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Steve, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are also included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven custom website. That website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which again, as I mentioned, means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Porter, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Steve, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Porter, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Steve, that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I'm going to use my personal Visa, okay. But I want the ongoing stuff come out of my business account, which is a different
card. Perfect. That's perfect. So we can either update that card before the end of this call, or you can call us and update that. When our client interview is done, you can update it then. Or you can also update that information on your own through the tracking system. This would be just for the initial payment. You said it's a personal card. Is it Steve or Stephen R or no initial?
Stephen Porter would have been on the card.
Stephen Porter, no middle initial. Stephen. And the Stephen, though, is that S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that a Visa card?
It's Visa, yeah.
Okay, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Steve, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4411-0371. 4930-2066.
And then the expiration month and year?
Dropped it. Where'd it go? Expiration is 0329.
And the last 3 digits on the back?
096.
096. So I've got 096, 096 on the back, March or 03 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4411-0371-4930-2066?
Yeah.
Does that bill at the 3280 Olive Street in Lemon Grove, 91945?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got a pen.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Mr. Porter, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive it late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, in about a minute or so, you'll receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Let me just see what's available. They do take their lunch break in this hour, but we could do 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. Which of those would work out best for you?
Oh, let's see. 3 o'clock.
3? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. Should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 3. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call just in the very beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. I'll try to not be, though. But if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They will take very good care of you. They'll have your file and things like that. I did, though, want to add a little bit of extra protection here for you. Just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Porter Pest Management, even if it's you, Steve, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is more important, especially like a week from now once your website is active. If you do start to get phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, just politely let them go. If you do start getting phone calls from someone saying that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, please do let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it clearly states it bills on the 30th of the month for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City born in.
Okay. And what is the answer?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Okay. Got to type it in twice. We're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let's see.
Looks like you got everything all at once, or at least most of it. You got the welcome email already, and then the one that I did want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. So if you open up that one, it says, hello, Stephen. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Hold on. I think I'm on the wrong one. Let's see. Hold on a Okay. Yeah, I'm on the web. The email you sent.
The welcome email or the initial invoice email.
Hello, Stephen.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
And it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one got sent out, too. Yeah, our system sends emails out in bulk every couple of minutes. I kind of wish that they would wait to send the other ones. But, yeah, let me touch on that one real quick since you've already got it open. Google and in my system, I have to update it. It seems like it's still showing in processing, but you're already looking at it. Okay, there it is. So it's sent on my end, too. If you open that up, again, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but Google has made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It's all by design. Google wants to make sure that every business that's on the first page is a real business, an actual legitimate company in that local area providing those services when called. So it doesn't have to be everything on here, but any of those photos that you can send our way does help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a legitimate business, an actual business in that local area. So any photos of tools or equipment that you use, any picture of your service vehicle, any business card. I know that, you know, it's service based, so there's not really like a physical location, but usually Google's pretty happy with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you can send us those photos, that definitely will help. And then you do have the welcome email. So that welcome email's got a couple of things on there. I think all of these emails have our phone number. The welcome email does have your username and password that you'll be using for your tracking system. Your tracking system's not active yet, though. We have to do your client interview first, create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you're going to receive confirmation by email and text that your tracking system is active. And then you've got the welcome email with kind of the instructions on how to log into your account. But the one that I did want you to see right now is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. It's got the invoice, and it says access your dashboard. But in the body of the email itself, in the words just above that invoice, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Please click here. Yeah, right here.
All right. So if you click on that click on the click here, then it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, but feel free to scroll through this. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But like I said, about 1 out of 10 will be searching on Bing. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. You'll be found there as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all of the directories necessary to be on that first page. Like I said, we are going to include the My Site, that custom website for you, and it's got the Facebook ads too. Now, you'll see the long line. It goes all the way across it. It populates your phone number below that in a couple of boxes. We do want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Click on that box too. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would click and either type in your name or copy and paste it. It is case sensitive, so the S and the P are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got Stephen Porter in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box that you'll see there. Once you do that, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card or set up a phone or video verification to verify that you're an active business, and it will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. And you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, so I click the two boxes. Mm-hmm. I see the orange box, but it's covered up halfway by my freaking my little keyboard thing.
You're searching on your phone, right? Now, I've heard that many times.
I'm on my phone.
Sometimes if you turn your phone sideways, it pops up, and other times, that's why I say it's the orangish longer one, not the gray one. The gray one actually says cancel. So if you can see the longer orange box, even if you can't see what it says, that's the one you want to click on.
Yeah, I see it. Let's see. I'm turning my phone sideways, and it's not rotating.
You got your orientation lock on.
Let's see if I can change that. Oh, there it is. Okay, that should go back. Yeah. There it is. Okay. There we go. Maybe I gotta take off the R. Let's see. Okay, let's try that. Okay, that works. And now it's a local splash username and password thing came up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So the reason that you're seeing that, it like I said, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So it's actually asking you to log in. You don't have to do that right now. If you did try it, it's just going to give you a message saying that everything is still in the process of being set up. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email the reminder that notification that your tracking system is active. Your welcome email, though, does have your username and password. The password's a default password. You can change it once you access your tracking system. Your username is in our system the same way, and it cannot be changed. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It's simply your phone number. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is 619-830-0526. The default password, best photos, you can change that once you're able to access your tracking system. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. You've got that follow-up call at 3 o'clock. I'm going to send you a calendar invite just for your records to your email inbox. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and it's fine if you do. But it's just going to say local splash CIENG. Then it's got your name, the business name. It's got your username, your name, and then the phone number. You'll also receive at 2 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. I do hope that I am available. Things start to get a little bit hectic during the last part of the day, but I'll try to keep my phone line open. I do know that you've got that client interview coming up at 3 o'clock, so hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, if we can get your phone ringing and have you not have to pay for leads, I think that's going to be good for you. You might even still be able to get that money back from Angie since you did just sign up with them. But like I said, it's a well-made lead service, just the drawback that you and your competitors will be getting that exact same lead. But real pleasure speaking with you, and I certainly do hope to say a quick hello to you. Been a real pleasure speaking with you. Hope I'm available when our technician gives you that phone call at 3 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to ask you real quick, you know, I've been calling you Steve the entire time, but everything officially went out to Steven, being that it's that way on that particular card. Do you prefer Steve?
Yeah, Steve. That's what I prefer. My wife calls me Steven, and, you know, I don't mind, but, yeah, Steve. Steve's good.
Yeah. I'll definitely call you Steve, and I'll make sure that it's in the notes or that you prefer Steve. Pleasure speaking with you, Steve, and we'll talk to you again at 3 o'clock.
Awesome, man. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Porter. You take care. Bye now.
All right.